USA Radio News.
A Pennsylvania judge sentenced Bill Cosby to 3 to 10 years in state prison for aggravated indecent assault. Cosby was also listed as a sexually violent predator, which means he will undergo lifetime counseling and will be listed on the sex offender registry. USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Benny on what's next for Cosby.
More than likely, his team is going to ask for a stay pending appeal because they're clearly going to appeal this case. There may be a conflict of interest with Judge O'Neill, and they're going to appeal that.
Tuesday, President Trump addressed the UN General Assembly in New York City. The president hit on a wide variety of topics, including the U.S. economy and accomplishments under President Trump, immigration, and North Korea. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson reacts to the speech.
I was pleased with what he said about Russia, for instance. You know, he's taking off the gloves.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A fire has people on high alert in an East Texas town. With more, here's USA Radio affiliate Ron Tyler of Truckers Radio USA.
Earlier today, in the East Texas town of Winsboro, a fire broke out at the Valley Feed Mill plant in Winsboro. There's been an evacuation perimeter set up about 1,000 feet from the facility. Senior citizens are being evacuated from living facilities around the area, including residents. Currently, no casualties or injuries have been reported. They have hazmat teams on the ground. The plant is got a fertilizer plant on the backside that they've been worried about exploding is why they're evacuating people at this time.
Senator Ted Cruz and his wife were chased out of a Washington, D.C. restaurant Monday night by anti-Brett Kavanaugh protesters chanting that they believe the survivors. A video was posted on social media that shows a group of protesters heckling Cruz and his wife Heidi. Cruz was at least the fourth Republican to be heckled while out trying to have a private meal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Tuesday, President Trump delivered his address at the UN General Assembly. The president hit on many things, including North Korea, our borders, and keeping America safe. The president also talked about the Iran deal and why the United States pulled out.
The Iran deal was a windfall for Iran's leaders. In the years since the deal was reached, Iran's military budget grew nearly 40%. The dictatorship used the funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, increase internal repression, finance terrorism, and fund havoc and slaughter in Syria and Yemen. The United States has launched a campaign of economic pressure to deny the regime the funds it needs to advance its bloody agenda. Last month, we began reimposing hard-hitting nuclear sanctions that have been lifted under the Iran deal. Additional sanctions will resume November 5th, and more will follow. And we are working with countries that import Iranian crude oil to cut their purchases substantially. We cannot allow the world's leading sponsor of terrorism to possess the planet's most dangerous weapons.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.